they're reducing the force in the military. And he was selected in that over a year ago. So we're kind of still, you know, in the tail end of the transition.
Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, the show where we share stories and advice on building up your marriage and wealth. I'm Elle Martinez. Support for this podcast comes from Divvy Investments. If you're looking for an easy way to help keep your portfolio on target for retirement without having to link your accounts to yet another service, check out Divvy. Listeners can get a 10% discount. Go visit divvyinvestments.com and use the coupon code COUPLEMONEY. That's one word. When I was living in the Tidewater area in Virginia, I had many neighbors, schoolmates, coworkers, and buddies that were either serving in the military or had been retired and were starting their next career. Making that transition from the service to civilian life can be difficult. There are so many considerations, too many to cover in this podcast. But finances, we can do a little bit on that. Now, I don't have personal experience, but Lacey Langford, whom you heard at the beginning, does.
Well, I grew up in the Army. My father was in the Army, so I was an Army brat. And then I actually served 4 years in the Air Force. And then for the past, 12 years, 13 years, I've been a military spouse. My husband was in the Air Force and the Army, and he retired last year from the Army.
And besides that personal connection, she also has a professional one.
I have a passion, and I've always been interested in money and money management. My undergraduate degree is in finance, and I'm actually a candidate for CFP certification. I founded my own company, Sage Services, which is a boutique-style financial coaching business. I do specialize with military, but I do help all individuals and couples to create the money life that they need and want to kind of get them where they, you know, need to be and want to be. So I kind of have meshed my passion for the military and my passion for personal finance.
Today, we're looking at how a couple can build up their finances so when it's time to make that transition, they're on solid financial footing. We'll go over some available benefits out there, how to use them, and Lacey has some tips on pitfalls to avoid. Let's start off with something that's crucial to being successful as a family: communication. Yes, it's a challenge that comes with every couple, but it can be extra difficult in the military.
Communication's difficult when there's a lot of time apart. So on deployments or temporary duty, TDYs, also just training to go in the field or, you know, a working 12-hour shift or 16-hour shift. And it kind of makes it hard to find a good opportunity to sit down and talk about money. Even if you're in a good situation with money, if you're in a bad situation with money, it just seems like it's, you know, really never a good time to talk about it. So I think communication is big, and then trying to talk on the phone or talk on Skype, it's just all the technical parts of it too. And then there's always transition. You know, there's always some, you know, somebody's getting ready to leave, or they're getting ready to move, or they're getting ready to change jobs within wherever they're at. So there's just transition is a big factor in trying to plan money. If, you know, they're planning for school for their children or planning for Christmas or anniversaries or whatever it may be for their finances.
With so many factors that can change, Lacey says being conservative with money can not only prevent financial headaches, but also reduce stress in a marriage.
Let's say they're working on dual income. Well, now they have to move for the military. They, until that spouse finds another job, they've lost one income. So that is a major problem, and something that, you know, I discuss a lot with clients is that, you know, to learn to live off of one income. It's good for anyone, but especially in the military, it's a necessity because you never know when you're going to lose that income. And if you're dependent on that income to make a car payment or pay down debt or anything like that, it's a problem if you can't make those payments.
The priority as you're working on your finances should start with the essential day-to-day concerns, such as housing, food, and other necessities. There are some benefits available for married couples with housing.
Individuals that are newly enlisted, if they're not married, they live in the dorms or the barracks, depending on the service, and they don't receive what they call BAH, which is basic allowance for housing. And they also do not receive basic allowance for subsistence, which is food money. So those individuals stay kind of in the barracks or dorms, and they also eat at dining facilities. So they eat for free, they stay for free. But those that are married and higher ranking, they are given this money to be able to kind of live off the installation. So it helps with their rent, which is the BAH, or their mortgage, whatever they're paying. And it's based on the area they live in. It's done by zip code.
Groceries can be a huge expense, especially if you have kids. But you may be able to significantly save if you go with options at the base.
And then there's also the commissary, which is the grocery store on military installations where the food is deeply discounted, meat and dairy and cheese. So those things are a big benefit. And then also what they call the exchange, which is a store, clothing mm-hmm. store. And so those are privileges, and they receive a discount for using those.
Another huge expense for couples and families is health care. If you haven't already, make sure you're up to date with your doctor. Get everyone checked out and stay on top of your health.
Very obvious, but sometimes not mentioned, is the free medical care. You know, that's a huge expense in the civilian world, and often military members and their families don't realize what those costs will be when they get out. So that is a major benefit, not to mention the free prescription.
With some of the money you're saving, the two of you can put it towards your goals. If you need some help figuring out what's the best next step, there's another huge benefit you can tap into: financial counseling.
Most military installations provide free financial counseling. They have what they call financial readiness office. It just depends on the service, but where they can go in and get some type of help with creating a budget or getting out of debt, making plans for their, you know, finances. They can also get emergency relief if they had a death in the family and they had no emergency funds. These military financial readiness offices can loan them money at zero interest for them to get a plane ticket or enough gas and hotel to get home to help with family. That's a big resource. And they, you know, also provide classes on home buying, car buying. Those are great resources that in the civilian world, you definitely have to pay for that type of thing. So those are definitely an advantage to kind of get their finances right.
And of course, the big benefit is the Thrift Savings Plan, or TSP. Think of it as the 401k for the military. And as the service adjusts with how things will work for soldiers just starting out, it's smart to understand how both the old and new way work.
Currently, the retirement system is, if you stay in 20 years, it's a defined benefit. Okay. Where you stay in 20 years and you receive a pension, which is kind of a calculation of your top 3 years of earning, your last 3 years. Multiplied times how many years you serve by 2.5%. So that's how they calculate the pension. But then they also currently have the Thrift Savings Plan, where it's very similar to employer's 401k. So you can put money in, and you know, they have target date funds, which they call life cycle funds. And then they have 5 other funds that you can choose from to put your money into. But the military service members, there's no match. So the problem that they've had is that there's a lot of, probably over 75% of people get out with no retirement benefits. They have no TSP saved up, and then they aren't getting the pension. So on January 1st, 2018, they are changing the system, and it's called the blended retirement system is what they're going to. On December 31st, 2017, that's all those people that are already in are going to be grandfathered into the old system. But anybody after that is going to be in the new system. So there is a massive change coming, and that's kind of clear cut. You know, you're either in or you're out. But then people at that, on the end of 2017, people that have been in for less than 12 years will be able to make the choice to either stay in the old system or go into the new system.
These benefits can be huge wins, but there are some pitfalls that couples in the military have to deal with. We'll get into them and some solutions in a minute, but first, a word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Coastal Federal Credit Union. Sick and tired of being treated like a number by your bank? Come on over to the credit union side where you'll be a member. If you're looking to grow your cash, Coastal Federal offers really competitive rates. That's because they serve their members, not shareholders. They're based in Raleigh, North Carolina, but provide services to members worldwide. Their network of 50,000 surcharge-free ATMs and over 3,000 shared branches mean you'll always have access to your cash when you need it. So if you're ready to learn more and switch, please visit Coastal today. Welcome back. We went over some major benefits, but as Lacey has been helping couples in the military, she's seen some of the bumps that can come up, including deployments. Besides the stress of being apart, some couples have added more to their already full plates when it comes to money.
So one thing that a lot of military deal with is deployments. The income goes up. So they receive, depending on where they're going, hazardous duty and hostile fire pay, which is a benefit. It's extra money each month. And then after a deployment, when they've been what they call in theater or in the country for 30 days, couples start to receive separation pay. And those are big bump up in income. So a lot of times military couples start to get, you know, used to that money. But it's not good if that spouse comes back from deployment and they continue to spend that money because it no longer applies.
And once home, the temptation to spend can increase even though the pay has dropped back to the regular rate.
Spouse that's deployed, they've been going without. So when they get back, there's usually a lot of spending done, couples going on, families more so going on trips, and couples going on trips also, on vacations and buying new cars. And those are the type of big spending gets done when a deployment's over. So people have to prepare for that and budget and kind of not have, I call it the I deserve it game. Well, I've been deployed, so I deserve this. Or the spouse has been home taking care of everything and they think they deserve it. So then, you know, they're both trying to buy a big ticket item.
Coming back full circle, communication is key. Talking about money together as a couple can make a huge difference, whether you're in the military or not. If you don't know how to start that conversation, I have several episodes going over ideas, tips, things to avoid. And I also have one about what to do when you're deep in debt, like six figures in debt. I'll put all of them up in the show notes. Finally, Lacey had some great advice for couples listening.
Got to plan for what you can and prepare for emergencies and, you know, adapt as things come your way.
I want to thank Lacey for coming on the podcast. There are more benefits available, so if you want to learn more, please check out LaceyLangford.com. I'll also have resources in the show notes to make it easier to find what you need. Thanks also to our sponsors, Divvy and Coastal Federal Credit Union. Come over to Coastal's blog when you have a minute. I'm doing a mini-series there that ties into this podcast. This week, we're going over military benefits to consider when it comes to finances. If there's someone in your life that could use this info, please share that post or this podcast. Like the music today? Our theme is from Gentle Regime. Music for this episode is also from Lee Rosevere. Please check them out when you have a second and grab some new tunes. And thank you. Couple Money Podcast is made possible because of awesome listeners like you. Please keep up with those tweets and the reviews. It gets the word out. I really appreciate it. On next week's show, we're talking with Jim Wang about wallet hacks, those tips and tricks that can level up your savings or earning power. So if you don't want to miss out, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. It's free and easy. We're out there on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and more. You can also grab the feed off our site so you can listen to the show from whatever podcast service app you prefer. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.